Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is May 8th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So I'm going to be doing a little coffee chat this morning ahead of my Mother's Day brunch. Hopefully you guys are having a good day today. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there in the audience. Moms do make the world go round. I really do appreciate and love and respect all of you, and hopefully you're having a wonderful day. So I'm in kind of a spiritual mood today, folks. I've taken a little bit of time off, and you know, I really needed to recharge or reset, and it's been a good thing. It really has. Last week was a lot of unexpected news, of course, with all of the Roe versus Wade stuff coming out. I mean, I have to be honest with you, I really did not expect that. That was pretty much a curveball for me. I was not expecting we're going to go down that road and see the abortion issue come to the forefront. And, you know, the world is, it's definitely a crazy, crazy place, but it's getting better. That's the beautiful part. You know, it really is getting better. I look at the overall landscape and I think to myself, wow, what an amazing time to be alive. We've got 2,000 mules. It just came out. In fact, I shared a link on my Telegram. You've probably seen many out there of free streams so you can watch the movie. I've seen parts of it up until this point. I have not seen the entire film. I've been just way too busy and kind of decompressing in some ways, stepping away from all of the information as I sometimes find it necessary to do, just to sort of reset myself and, you know, not feel too overwhelmed by all the information. And but I have to say, this is a big deal, this movie coming out. And I understand that there are a number of different ways that the enemy cheated that weren't necessarily gone into, you know, a deep dive type of detail in the film. But I also understand that it is ultimately proof positive that the election was stolen. And, you know, this is now out there. Question is, once again, is it going to penetrate the public consciousness? Is it going to make a tangible difference in the public narrative and the public discourse? And I guess it really all depends upon which lens you're looking at it through. Again, if you are still trapped inside of the mainstream media paradigm and you're still looking for some sort of verification of this information from the mainstream media, not recognizing that they are in fact the enemy, then you're still going to be pretty much in the dark and you're not going to really believe it as anything other than a conspiracy theory. And it's sad to me that there are a lot of folks out there who still are at that point and haven't seen. I mean, if you haven't shifted your viewpoint on the term conspiracy theory at this point, I think you're probably not awake and you're probably not going to awaken. Like I say, you know, without this major shock event, which I believe has always been planned as a necessity. For the public out there to really slough off all of the apathy, slough off all of the this attitude that everything that isn't packaged by the mainstream media just has to be a conspiracy theory, and totally redefine the way we come to think about the truth, the way we process our information, who we gravitate toward. I mean, I have to tell you, folks, it's a true blessing. And I know I talk about this a lot, but it really is a true blessing to have opened up my consciousness to all of you. Because prior to doing this, I really didn't have any type of medium or any type of, you know, outlet for myself to get all of these passionate ideas about the world. Didn't have really anybody to share it with who wouldn't look at me as if I were totally insane. And I really developed quite a cynicism over that, over quite a few years. And it's just, I didn't realize how much it had really hardened me. You know, I was so cynical toward the world because everyone, I think, around me was so critical of me and so critical of my ideas and made me feel so crazy and so insane. And all I can think of is I'm looking here at the same information you are, and I'm drawing a completely different conclusion that to me is just rational and based on logic and common sense. It's like, we're both looking at the same math problem, 2 plus 2, and somehow you're coming up with 5 and I'm coming up with 4. And I don't understand how this possibly could be happening. And that attitude really, I think, it was like a spiritual callus that formed for me. You know, because I recognize now, having had my heart opened up to my audience and all of you, how important it is to connect with people, with like-minded people. And like I always say, like-hearted people, as all of you are. And when you're deprived of that, I guess is the point I'm making, as I was, or at least that's the way that I felt. And I'm sure it's probably, in some ways, is because of the choices that I made, because I was trying to fit in to the world that I was introduced to and born into and felt like I should be a part of, and yet still didn't feel like I was a part of. Through that whole process, I became very, very cynical. But there was always that part of me deep down inside that had to believe and clung to that belief that I wasn't the only one, not only who had a different viewpoint. It's not as if I wasn't aware that there were people out there who shared my political ideologies. But really more, I guess you could say the resonance, the frequency, the same ideas, the same thought process. I mean, to me, it's amazing when I hear people tell me, and I get the feedback that folks just like listening to me sometimes because they can hear reflections of their own thoughts in the things that I talk about. I mean, what an incredible gift that is. I never imagined that would be the case. I mean, and it's true. You can go and you can listen to pretty much any podcast out there, any of the really good ones. There are a lot of really good podcasters out there. And you can get a lot of, you know, you can get all the information, anything that I talk about, I suppose, on my show, because I'm not an insider, as I point out to people. I just grapple with the same information that's out there that everyone, you know, is pretty much grappling with. But I think the thing that folks like about this show, and it's not just me, I think it's the digital family, it's this sense of community that's been created around this show, is based upon, I think, the idea of like the common journey that we're all sharing. You know, the idea that, you know, I get to be, you know, God has blessed me and given me the ability to be a voice for the people. Not for all the people, but, you know, for my people, for all of you, for the people who resonate with me. And when I was in different phases of my life, folks, I always had this feeling. And there are a lot of people I've heard talk about this, but I always had this feeling that there was something that I was supposed to be doing, that I wasn't really supposed to be just sitting back on the sidelines in life, I guess you could say, that I felt as if there was some important task or mission, or I don't know, I guess you could phrase it however you want, but there was something important that I felt like I had to do. And never really could figure out what it was. And as you can imagine, I went down a whole bunch of different paths trying to find it. And, you know, that's kind of the nature of the beast. You know, you go down all of the wrong paths until you find the right one. And having found the right one, at least what I believe and what I feel in my heart and my soul and my spirit is a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment by doing this that I haven't experienced from anything else that I've ever done in my life. And I've had a lot of great experiences. And don't get me wrong, when it comes to my family, my children, and this and that, I mean, these are the most important things to me. But outside of that, this show and all of you have, you know, not only have you filled a void inside of, you know, my heart and my soul, you've given me a whole different outlook on life. And you've taken away that sense of, you know, anger and cynicism. I've had people tell me, too, that, you know, early on, because there are a lot of folks out there, and God bless all of you. You know, some of you have been listening right from the beginning. And it's not that I've been around for too long, but, you know, I've been around for a little over a year now. And a lot of you folks out there have been with me since the very beginning. And I've heard folks give me the type of feedback that they can sense that over time, my anger, my frustration, my own, you know, I guess you could say, even though they don't put it this way, my own kind of negative energy being purged or whatever, they can tell the difference over time, that there was a lot of anger, there was a lot of, you know, frustration, and it's a lot less than it used to be. And I've heard that from a number of different people, and I think to myself, you know, I think that I reflect on that, and I think it's true. And the reason is because of all of you. Because when I'm having a difficult day, or I'm going through a difficult stretch with my shows, as you know, I do. I mean, behind the scenes, folks, I often go through periods where, you know, it's kind of, when you do podcasting and you put your energy and your passion into it the way that I do, and I try to, is it takes a lot out of you. And there are times when, just like any other journey in life, there are ebbs and flows, there are peaks and valleys. But, you know, when I'm in those valleys, all it really takes, and this is why I always, you know, talk to my audience and show my love and respect, all it really takes is just a heartfelt comment from one of my listeners to tell me how much of a difference listening to my podcast made for them, because it was just like sitting down and listening and talking to a friend. And that there are so many people out there who feel so all alone sometimes. And I guess when I think about that, I realize, you know, you guys know I talk about this a lot, you know, having felt so isolated in my own life. I understand now, I think, why I went through all of those things. Because for me, it was a way, I guess, to speak to all of you and to speak to the shared experience that we all have of living in this world, you know, growing up in this world and, you know, feeling somewhat isolated and alienated from the people around us. And not because we want to, not because we decided that we would just wanted to be at odds with the world. I mean, why would anyone want to do that? I think for most people in their journey of awakening, it's just the opposite. You try to turn off your conscience to the to the truth for as long as you can, because it's easier to go along to get along for most people. But, you know, like Carrie Cassidy talks about the rebel gene, you know, I really do believe that all of us, at a certain point, we couldn't turn it off anymore. We couldn't turn the blind eye the way that so many people out there, including my own family, the people, you know, that I love the most, continue to have the ability to do, to not look at themselves and their own actions and, you know, the idea that they're wearing a mask inside of a car by themselves, or walking into a restaurant with a mask and then taking it off and acting as if this is normal behavior. We don't have the ability, none of us do, and thank God, to play along with this nonsense. We have that rebel gene. I mean, I think to myself, thank the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. But it's not easy. It's not easy spending time with family. It's not easy watching the rest of the world, you know, go along just to get along. And I'll tell you, I wanted to. Going back to my past, and I'm sure probably a lot of you, I remember when I was young, I really wanted to just be like everybody else. I remember having those types of thoughts when I was younger, wanting to just turn off this part of my brain. I didn't know what it was, but there was just always this gnawing energy, this gnawing voice, this compulsion, something inside of me propelling me in a different direction, that would never, ever allow me to just be a part of and just conform to everything around me. Because I think that's really what it is. People who have the rebel gene are the ones who just can't conform. There's just a natural resistance to, I guess you could say, authority, which for me really is just sort of it's like tyranny light. You know, when I hear the word authority, I just naturally bristle, you know, and I think that's part of what it means to just be an American, You know, all of us, that's, and not just an American, but a freedom-loving person. But, you know, for all of my Americans in the audience, my fellow Americans, you understand what I'm talking about. That's part of what you understand naturally is just, it's just a part of being a rugged individual, is that you don't want anybody to tell you what to do. You have a natural resistance to this idea of authority because it's in conflict with freedom. You want to live your own life. You don't want to be told what to do. You want to be left alone. And I think for me, you know, going back and thinking about my own experiences, I think that's really what it was. I think that's part of what woke me up was the realization that that was really never going to happen. That deep down inside, all I really wanted, I mean, I didn't desire fame or fortune. I mean, I guess maybe at one point in my youth I did. But deep down inside, what I really wanted, folks, was just a sense of peace, a sense of just to be left alone, to be free, to live my life. But I started to realize that I was born, as we all are, into this system. And I didn't understand it, but the one thing I knew is that it wasn't going to let me be free, that it was going to continue to just heap burdens on top of me. It was going to just, you know, just when I get used to the weight of one yoke, they're going to put more weights on top of it, make me carry more like some mule. And that it was always going to be that way. And I think for me, I started to realize that there was something sinister going on. And then, of course, events started to happen. 9/11 happened and, you know, completely changed my outlook. But I wanted to be a part of. I didn't want to be like everybody else. But now I'm at this point in my life, like I just am, like I just said a second ago. I thank God that I'm not like everybody else. I thank God that I was able to get to a point where I could get to the other side of that, which was what was really for me, it rose to the bitterness of hatred of myself, I think, at certain points in my life, if I'm being honest. And you know, you guys know I like to be honest, part of the reason why I like to be anonymous. I can just tell you the truth. I hated myself for that. You know, I hated the fact that I couldn't be, I just couldn't fit into this world. But now I thank God that, you know, I lived to a point and got to another side of it and can hear the words of Jim Caviezel, for example, who I often quote, you know, that we were not born to fit into this world. We were born to stand out. But it takes a long time and a lot of years and a lot of spiritual battles, a lot of growth, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of disillusion, and a lot of faith before you can transcend, at least for me, before I could transcend this energy that was trying to convince me that everything wrong in the world was somehow because of my inability to fit into it. And now I recognize the entire time I had a spiritual aversion to what was presented to me as reality, to what was presented to me as the only choice. And I can't wait to experience true freedom. Because, I mean, here, living here in America, you know, most of our lives were gaslit into believing that's exactly what we have. And yes, in relative to other places in the world, there's no question that we do. But true freedom is not having to be forced and coerced into behaving a certain way and performing certain actions against your will. Now, that's not to suggest that there aren't always going to be some realities in life. And in other words, I don't believe that, at least I can't imagine an existence where there weren't going to be parts of that or elements of it that were difficult and hard and had to be for the right reason so that we could grow and build our character and so forth. I don't think that's ever going to go away. But this idea of accepting a reality where we are forced into accepting less, really, than what we're worthy of and what we're supposed to be, to accept such a small sliver of potential, to me, I think is going to become a part of the past, and people are going to realize how many different ways we've been held back And I know I've quoted it before, but there's a great line from the Scarlet Letter. I don't know if folks out there, I'm sure a lot of you probably, it's a seminal work of British, it's American literature, Nathaniel Hawthorne. But there's a scene in that book where she has to wear the A because she committed adultery. And there's a scene in the book where she finally takes it off and doesn't have to wear that punishment anymore, doesn't have to bear that weight, and experiences freedom for the first time. You know, and the quote goes something like, you know, she didn't know the weight until she felt the freedom. And I honestly think for humanity, it's very much that way. I don't really believe that most of us have any idea how oppressed we really are. Because we were born into, when you're born into bondage, when you're born into a system, I mean, it's one thing if you're told that you're a slave, obviously. That's a totally different experience. I mean, if you're born into actual physical bondage and you're told and always have the understanding that you're a slave, that's one thing. But when you're born into a different type of slavery, as we were, as the entire world was, regardless of, you know, their skin color, their background, their nationality, any of it. And yeah, there are people who have various differing degrees. I'm not here to argue that. But the truth is, folks, the 99%, however you want to look at it, all of us were born into a system of slavery, of economic slavery, of basically a debt prison. Where in order, you know, where we have to purchase, we have to pay for the basic necessities of life. And we have to constantly have this sword of insolvency hanging over our heads. Most of us, that's the realities that we face. And of course, that shapes our moral compass. People look at money as a god instead of as a means to make the world a better place. And we step all over each other, competing for that, those scraps that the elite, I say the elite, but really the pieces of garbage who call themselves elite left for us to fight over, the 99%. They're the 1%. They take 99% of the wealth. They leave 1% for the 99% of us to fight over and go to war over and kill each other over. It's just sick. But that's the truth. And the reality is, folks, is that that's the nature of the world that we live in. And most people out there don't spend a lot of time questioning that. The only thing they think about is how to make the most out of it, which I can't fault them for on one level, because I spent a good deal of my life thinking exactly that way, or trying to. But again, that was another element of my spirit that couldn't conform. I had to go in a different way, because to me, just simply accepting this rat race matrix and just trying to get ahead of everybody and step all over people so that I could get the most out of life, well, that wasn't satisfactory to me either. I couldn't do that. Sure, I have to make sure that I have what I need, don't get me wrong, and I can provide for myself and my family and all these things, but that in and of itself was never going to bring me any type of real fulfillment. And I recognize that. And I think that a lot of people out there, you know, they just, you know, they take off and they run with it. But I think all of us, again, that's part of what brings us together, because we've all got that spiritual connection that tells us that despite these realities, inside of this false reality, let's just say, despite these obstacles inside of this false reality, in order for us to function, we always have recognized spiritually and gravitated toward a higher purpose, because we have a connection to God, which is why they were never able to capture our minds, which is why the mind control didn't work on us. It didn't take. It didn't hold. And the more that they tried to attack us with all of their silent weapons, the more we all went in a different direction, because we were being led by God. I mean, every single day, folks, I just pray to be led, guided, and directed by the Lord. And I pray for discernment. Because I honestly believe, you know, when I see the direction that I've taken and all of us, the path that we've chosen to be the awakened, to be the ones who are actually bracing ourselves right now for this terrible storm that we know that we're going to have to go through, instead of the oblivious public out there who are just kind of, you know, going about their business. And sure, that maybe they can sense that something's not right, but people have no idea the enormity of what's about to hit. I mean, we're blessed. And the reason that we chose this path is because we could not ever conform to this evil system because of our connection to God. And that to me is the most amazing part. And even though this journey gets really difficult, folks, and I know it's really difficult, I think the beauty of it all is that we now share something with one another that gives us a sense of strength, that gives us a sense of purpose, that gives us really a sense of no longer being alone that we never ever had before. I mean, this is an absolute miracle amidst this chaos, amidst all of this insanity that we have to go through and that we have to witness. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. I mean, sometimes life is a lot easier when I'm just driving around in my car talking to all of you. And sometimes I wish I could just, I wish I could just never stop. You know, I mean, obviously there comes a point where you have to hit the record button and shut it down. But, you know, I guess what I'm saying is I wish that I could just stay in this space with all of you and that I didn't have to step back. I mean, as much as I love my family and, I'm going to have fun today, and don't get me wrong, it's not that I hate my life, but I wish that I could stay in this higher plane with all of you. And I didn't have to go and, you know, have my foot in two different worlds. But I also understand that I think that what we're sharing right now, this sort of pregame almost for what's about to unfold on a such a massive scale. And I keep saying about to unfold. And every time I say that, I think to myself, well, it is unfolding. Don't say about to. It is unfolding. But it's tempting to say about to because we haven't had that real tipping point moment yet. But we all see it happening. I mean, there's no question that everything is working pretty much against the enemy right now. I mean, they're getting more and more desperate. They're getting more and more really ridiculous in all of their attempts. Like I've said, I was talking about this, that, you know, Biden's Ministry of Truth Disinformation Board. I mean, the ideas that they're coming up with, the desperation, the legal plays that they're trying to use to keep Durham off of them, none of it's working, folks. Everything is backfiring. And the only thing that makes it all appear to some people, not to me, but to some people, that it's all falling apart and that, you know, the Patriots and all of us who believe in freedom and everything that we're fighting for looks like it's about to just completely wash away. Well, yeah, I've expected that. No, that's the difference. Is it hard sometimes? You bet. Do I sometimes fall into, like I talked about, the fears and the doubt and the insecurity about what's unfolding? Yeah, I do. I'm not going to lie. But you also know where I always end up. You see, this is home for me. My home base, my baseline, my foundation is the belief in God Almighty, and that he is going to deliver us from this evil. That it's our responsibility, because faith without works is dead. It's our responsibility to walk. And it's our responsibility to take on all of these different challenges and to confront the enemy. But God will not forsake his people. And we are God's people. There is no question. We are the standard against evil. When the spirit of evil floods into the world, the spirit of the Lord rises up a standard against it. And we are that standard, folks. Make no mistake. And there's no question in my mind that good triumphs over evil. How it's going to happen, the exact nature of it, people debate that all day long. And there's a million different varieties of that debate. From a biblical standpoint, from a non-terrestrial standpoint, there's so many different avenues, but The truth is, folks, regardless of what, and I always say my allegiance is to the truth, and I mean it. And that has no conflict whatsoever with my belief and my faith in Jesus Christ and my Father in heaven and the Holy Spirit. My allegiance is to the truth because that's the truth. But as far as, you know, what's going to unfold in terms of what's written down in the Bible and whether or not I think that that could have been manipulated, well, heck, I've been pretty clear about that, folks. I think that the cabal, I think that the enemy has done everything that they can to throw us off the trail, and to think that they haven't done that with our sacred texts is completely naive in my view. And I understand, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to ruffle the feathers of anyone who may think differently. I mean, if you believe that the Bible hasn't been tampered with, if you believe that all of the stories and everything in there is, you know, is just as pure as God intended and there's nothing missing and hidden from us, well, go ahead and continue believing that. It's not what I believe. But my allegiance is to the truth because I don't see any difference or any division between God and the truth. God is the truth. And so wherever the truth leads is where God is leading me. That's the way I view it. And, you know, my intention is to continue to follow that journey. And like I say, I'm not always going to be right. I don't know how it's going to unfold. You know, I speculate on these things all the time. I've been right about a decent amount of things. I've been wrong about some things, and that's okay. But one thing I do know, and one thing I know I'm not wrong about, is that we will triumph, and that we are triumphing right now. Are there folks out there who are dying? Absolutely. And it's very unfortunate, and, you know, it's very sad. And I know there are a lot of people out there who listened. I had a really interesting conversation with Dr. Artis at the beginning of, it was the beginning of last week. And, you know, the topic of the vaccine came up and the topic of, you know, people dying out there and really, you know, Trump's whole approach to this. And you know, I didn't get into a debate about it. I mean, I threw out some ideas out there, but clearly he sees, Dr. Artis sees things through a different lens. And I can understand there are a lot of people out there who don't necessarily see the grand scope of the plan or necessarily believe. I mean, it's not that I don't think that he's aware of these, you know, of Q and all the different theories out there. He just doesn't necessarily agree with it. And I understand there are a lot of people out there who they can't, you know, they can't really get past the idea that Trump is operating this way because there's really no other choice. There was no other real avenue to go down that would have been less destructive than what we have now. So there is this reality. I mean, I'm not here. That's the thing. I'm not here to suggest that people aren't dying. And it's not just from COVID. I mean, you know, people are dying and have died in the Ukraine. I mean, do I believe that most of the people who have died in the Ukraine are the ones who deserve to die, the neo-Nazis, the evil ones, the Khazarian mafia? Yeah, absolutely. But are there other casualties as well? Of course. Absolutely there are. But ultimately, folks, see, I don't see the world going off of a cliff. In its final moments, I do believe that God, and through the White Hats, through this alliance plan, has everything mapped out. I don't believe that anything has been left to chance. I believe that this is a divinely ordained plan. And therefore, there are no mistakes. Now, to us, as we're all going through this chaos, this spiritual battle, if you will, within all of ourselves, and not only that, you know, within the world at large, we're whipped up into this tempest, and it doesn't necessarily feel the way that I'm describing. But what I'm saying to folks is that this is all a part of our spiritual evolution. This is all a part of our ascension. And people, you know, when I get really down and I get really sometimes a little bit lost myself. I've had people in my audience reach out to me and remind me of that very truth. That sometimes the most difficult days and the most difficult parts of this journey are because we're going through a specifically important part of our ascension. A certain type of negative energy is being purged from us. And we're in the process of a new light energy entering. But that battle is a difficult battle because that's a spiritual war that exists inside of the individual. The negative forces that are inside of all of us as a part of us existing in this matrix, they don't like that light energy coming in. You see, folks, there are battles within us, I think, that we're conscious of, but there's no way that we could really fully wrap our 3D mind around because it's so spiritual and it goes so far beyond our physical bodies. It goes right down to our etheric blueprint, all the way up to the highest dimensions of our potential. There is a spiritual war that's raging inside of all of us that is the ascension process for those of us who make the right choice, for those of us who recognize that when things get difficult, it's time to get tougher. And that's, I think, a big part of, you know, sometimes I sit back and I wonder, you know, what is it that separates the people that are awake from the people that aren't? And I think a big part of it, and this rebel gene that I mentioned earlier, you know, the way Carrie thinks of it or phrases it, I think a big part of that is just a natural energy. It's a natural force that just says no. And there are people out there, I think, who they just get to a point in their lives where they get too overwhelmed by all the different pressures on them. And I think this is all, of course, part of the design. It's always been part of the design. It's just to keep adding pressure on top of the individual until they break. And so what is it about us? Why didn't we break? And for me, I think it's just, you know, I think of it as just a natural fight or flight instinct. And for me, it's fight. And don't get me wrong, I don't show up to every fight that I'm invited to. I mean, I pick my battles, but this is the most important battle, the most epic battle in human history. And I think all of us spiritually, we know that. We gravitate toward that. And when we recognize that we're in a fight and it's a fight that's worth having, there's a certain energy inside, a spirit inside of all of us that doesn't back down from that fight. That can't. I just wouldn't be able to go on existing without that fight. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, is it difficult at times? Absolutely. Would it be easier at some level to be able to shut your mind off to all this, to be able to go along like all the other sheep? Well, yeah. Is that why most people choose that path? Is that why we tried to go down that road? Of course. The path of least resistance. Well, we thought there was virtue in that, you know. I remember at a certain point in my life being taught the opposite. I think when I was very young, you know, this sort of idea that it was a good thing. It was an American thing to question authority and to, you know, to have this sort of rebellious attitude. But as time has gone on, I think that's totally been taken out of the education, of the schools, the curriculum. We all know that God, more or less, I mean, I think in some areas it's worse than others, obviously. But the cabal, they've done everything they can. That's why when they get control of education, the first thing that they did was, you know, try to take God out of education so that they could be God. I mean, that's what they do. That's why they seek control. That's why they're power hungry. That's why they're driven, because they're driven by Satan. They're driven by their father's energy. They want control so that they can dominate and they can overwrite and they can take over what's God's and destroy it. That's what it really all comes down to, folks, is these two competing energies. It's so, the world is so complex. It's such a complex web that it's impossible to ever really unravel it in terms of all of the details and everything that happens and trying to think about what's going to happen next. I mean, so much of what I talk about on my show, at that level, it's so complex, and yet at a spiritual level, it's so simple. And I think that we've all lived in a world where we believed for much of our lives that we could kind of stay somewhere in the middle. I think most people, they think that there's virtue in conformity. That's what we've been sold culturally for a very, very long time. Did you ever see the mainstream media celebrating the rebel gene in anyone? Of course not. I mean, maybe when it suits their purposes, they may try to create that illusion, but they're not celebrating or pushing the idea of questioning authority. They're doing the exact opposite. And they've convinced much of the world that in order, to be a mature, level-headed, responsible, empathetic, compassionate adult, what that means is you have to be a conformist and you have to listen to everything that they say and accept everything that they say. And if you don't, you're the enemy, you're the problem, you're really what needs to be gone. And sadly, folks, they've convinced a whole bunch of people, even though they may not admit it, if I put it in those terms, they've convinced a whole bunch of people that's exactly how they think. I mean, it is kind of sickening to just see all of these people who just are absolute slaves, who have no mind of their own, who somehow think that they have this higher understanding of the world, this moral authority that somehow we're trapped inside of this little mental box and we just don't see what they see being the educated person that they are. I mean, it's just so stupid. It's such an inverse of reality. I mean, they're just so dumb. They're so ignorant. And I'm sorry, it's hard for me. I guess maybe I'm kind of projecting to what I'm going to experience a little bit later today, and maybe I need to vent about it a little. But it's like, I love a lot of these people, but man, it's hard sometimes to stomach. Because, for someone like myself and for people like all of you who spend so much of our time and our energy trying to find the truth and trying to pursue all of these different avenues to get closer to the truth. And yet these idiots just sit in front of a propaganda machine all day long and they have this attitude that they're, well, let's just say it, better than you. And it can be real difficult. Do I think those days are numbered? You betcha. Am I going to enjoy at some level watching those smug looks get wiped off of their faces when they realize that we've been right about just about everything? Oh, yeah. Sure. I'm human. I'm not going to lie about that either. I guess that's sort of the theme of this episode. Do I think that's going to be the dominant energy that we're going to feel? No, I think that really, that's not who we are. Again, we're the good force, folks. We're the salt of the earth. We're the light that chose to be here. Do we have certain parts of ourselves that are, 3D human-like and, maybe parts of ourselves that aren't entirely spiritual? Absolutely. But is that what wins the day inside of all of us in our hearts and souls? Nope. It's always about the higher interest of humanity. You're not listening to this right now because you're a selfish person. You're not listening to this because you you know, if that was your mentality, you would see no value in my show at all. And so we think about what's next. I mean, folks, I remember last week I was talking about this and raising this very sort of question, you know, here we go, about to enter another week. A whole bunch of unexpected events will probably unfold. And sure enough, all of a sudden we're having a national debate and conversation about abortion again. So there's no telling. And of course, you know, I've talked about how this fits into the devolution plan. In fact, my last episode was all about that. So I think we're right on track. But again, it's incredible, because as much time as I think about what could possibly unfold, it's always like the thing that I expect, that I least expect, that wasn't even on my radar, that happens next. I mean, was anybody out there, if we're being honest with ourselves, was anybody out there thinking about snake venom? No. Was anybody really thinking about how Roe v. Wade was all of a sudden going to be pushed to the forefront when there was going to be a Supreme Court opinion leaked indicating that they were going to move it back to the states? No. So who knows? Who knows what we're going to be facing this week? I mean, it's always the interesting juxtaposition between the information that we're presented with and then everything that we speculate is going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface. And of course, so much of that evidence we take on confidence from all of the insiders. But again, folks, regardless of all of the details, and you know, it's interesting, on my show, I recognize this kind of pattern where during the week, I kind of get more into the, you know, the technical aspects, the details of what's going to happen next, and trying to analyze everything and trying to figure out what it all means. And then on the weekends, I kind of always zoom out. And I think it's vitally important, at least for me, it's vitally important to zoom out always and to remember, regardless of how this unfolds, God wins. And we are here to bring about change in this world, regardless of how that unfolds. We don't know what the future is going to look like in terms of the next days, weeks, and months. But one thing is for sure, is we are experiencing an unbelievable metamorphosis in our world. The world is changing. And all of us can sense that even though we don't have the answers to all of the unanswered questions, there are certain things at our core that we know to be true. And those are the most important things. And that is ultimately that God wins and that we chose to be here. God saw fit to have us here, to have our eyes awakened and opened to the truth. None of that's an accident, folks. So make sure that regardless of what happens this week, no matter how difficult things get, and I understand it's looking pretty grim on the surface, I have to admit. All of these food processing plant supposed accidental fires, I mean, give me a break. How many are we at now? Over 20? I mean, last official count I heard was 17 or something, but I've heard about several others since then. I mean, there's a lot of things that are on the horizon that are going to be difficult. But no matter what happens, folks, never lose your faith. Never lose your belief, your core faith and belief that God will not forsake us. We have to be strong. We have to be bold. We have to be courageous. We have to speak for the truth. We have to stand up. We have to be willing to fight. But I believe that we've all been put in a position where, thank God, we don't have to fight physically. At least it doesn't appear that way. But we do have to stand up. We have to be mentally and spiritually tough and strong in these final stages. And I, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm speaking to myself while I'm saying this and reminding myself of, you know, part of my responsibility. It's okay to be human. It's okay to talk about your, you know, your fears, your frailties, your weaknesses. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, what life is really about is choosing to be the best of yourself, is choosing to be strong, choosing to be courageous, choosing to have faith over fear. And that's what brought us all together, and it's a blessing. So thank you, folks, for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this copy chat. I could probably talk all day long to you today. I'm in that type of mood, but I do have to get on with my day. So I really hope you appreciate it. You can let me know in the comments, as always. You can, if you want to, check out patriotunderground.shop. A great way to support my work. You can pick up a t-shirt. By the way, I have to tell you folks, the t-shirts, the Tribe Blend t-shirt, absolutely unbelievable. It's probably the most comfortable shirt that I own, and I'm not lying to you. So you can pick up one of those. I mean, the coffee mugs are excellent. The stickers are excellent for, like, you know, for your gun safe or, you know, to put on your car. Lots of different options there. You can also make a monthly pledge on Patreon. If you haven't done so, folks, make the switch. PatriotSwitch.com. Let them know that Patriot Underground sent you. Start spending your money with the good guys. Start shopping for all your household essentials from a patriotic company. Have all the convenience that you're used to, but also the peace of mind of knowing that you're shifting your resources in the right direction. Hopefully you folks will make the switch as I did, and you'll be happy and be at peace as I am. All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. God bless and Godspeed again. Happy Mother's Day. God bless all of you ladies out there. I'll be back soon. Patriot out.